Hi, I'm Dave Kale. Welcome to this podcast for salespeople. In this session, I'm going to be responding to a question that I recently received from a salesperson. And, you know, I do this from time to time, get a lot of questions and try to answer them as best I can. Here's the question. See if this doesn't sound familiar. Dave, occasionally customers may say they have seen or received a lower price for the same product in order to receive better pricing from us. How would you handle that type of call? So it's somebody trying to get a better price. And I guess as I look at that question, I would say, what do you mean occasionally? I'll bet there's thousands, tens of thousands of salespeople who see it frequently, not occasionally. I mean, of course, everybody out there, for the most part, is trying to get a better price. Why? That's what they're paid to do. It's their job to get a better price. But regardless, you've got to react and respond to their request. They're asking for a better price. What do you do? Well, let me suggest again. There's a whole range of possibilities. There's probably 100 things you can do. Let me share a few with you. First thing is determine whether or not you think they really are getting a better price from somewhere else, or whether they're just saying it. You know what? And you're never going to know this for sure, but you can have some sense of this particular customer's veracity. Are they telling you the truth, or are they making it up just to get a better price? And if you think that they're just making it up to get a better price, then the strategy that I would suggest is to totally ignore it. And when I say that, I'm serious. You know, they say, gee, we can get this at a better price elsewhere. And you say, well, I really don't know what is available, but I do know this is a fair price. Should I send you one, or do you want two? Just ignore it. Don't respond to that. Just totally ignore it. And again, there is a time and place for that. You'd be surprised at how many times the request for a better price is just sort of a, you know, they've been told to do it. It's just the first thing. And once they've asked for it, they don't really want to pursue it. They're kind of relieved that we're on to the next issue. We just had this here in my office when someone was registering 20 or 30 salespeople for my one of my Top Gun seminars, and the registration amount per person came to like a couple hundred dollars, $201 or something like that. And they said, well, can we just round it off to 200? In other words, can I give them a better price? And my salesperson walked in and said, can we round it off to 200? I said, no, it's a fair price. Just tell him no. That's the fair price, and he did, and he said, "Oh, they just said okay," and went on from there. It was like no big deal. So number one, just because they're saying that they want a better price doesn't mean that they really mean it. And if you don't think they really mean it, just ignore it, move on. That's one thing. Now, it's okay to be wrong from time to time. It's okay to lose a piece of business every now and then on the basis of price. I will tell you, if you never lose a piece of business on the basis of price, your prices are too low. You have to, from time to time, reach over the edge and lose some business so that you know where the border is. And without losing some from time to time, you never know where the border is. You never know where the line is. So it's okay from time to time to be too high. That's number one. Okay. Now let's say you really believe that they can get something similar for a lower price. What do? You decided you don't want to ignore it. So what do you do? Well, number one, I think assess. Again, here's a strategy. Assess your position in the account. In other words, do you believe that you're the preferred vendor, that they would rather buy it from you? Or are you just one of a group of people, and they don't care who they buy it from. Now, if you are the preferred vendor, if you have the strongest relationship of your competitors in that account, and you know that to be the case, then honestly, I will tell you from my experience, you can get usually at least 3% more and as much as 10% more for your product. It is very rare that you can get more than 10%. Certainly, you can get 1, 2, or 3. The gray area is 3 to 10, and anything over 10 is probably not going to happen. So if you think you're the preferred vendor, I'm going to say to you, you don't have to be the low price. You can be 3 percentage points higher than the low price, 4 percentage points, and somewhere in there, you can be a little bit higher. What you do want to do is, again, if you're the preferred vendor, is solidify that position by appearing to be flexible and work with the customer. So let's say you know that the competitor is probably selling it for $100. Well, that means you can probably get $103 for it, you know, if you're the preferred vendor. So you say, well, you know, I appreciate that you can get it for a lower price. I'm authorized to offer it to you for $103, and you know, at the same time, I can offer you this other product as an addition for $15. So what you do here is you make some kind of concession, some small, inconspicuous concession. They were buying the other product from you for $16. You're offering it to them for $15 as a package deal. That makes them feel like they've got some kind of concession from you, that you're flexible and willing to work with them, and it solidifies your position as the preferred vendor. So if you are the preferred vendor, again, you can appear to be, really find something of minor significance that you can concede on so that you're working with them. Now, if you're not the preferred vendor, you're just one of a pack, then I'm going to say, why? You've got to answer this question, and you got to answer it in a way that makes sense to the customer. Why should they pay more to buy it from you? I mean, what is it that is part of your deal that is worth a couple extra points to the customer? And I don't know what it is, but think above and beyond just your product. Think about delivery, think about terms, think about the relationship, think about service after the sale, think about other things you sell them, think about all kinds of things, and see if you cannot give them a reason to pay more to buy it from you. I mean, if you can't describe to them a reason to pay more to buy it from you, then they should not pay more to buy it from you. If you can't give them a reason, how do you expect them to know? There's got to be something. Let me give you an example. Like almost every morning when I am in the office, I stop at the coffee shop in the basement of my office building, and I get a cup of coffee. And I will tell you that it's good coffee, but it's the product is probably no better than I can get elsewhere. You know, I can get good coffee lots of places. They have good coffee, but it's like not any big deal. So, but I pay more for it. I pay 50 cents more than I can get it elsewhere. Why do I knowingly, intentionally pay more for a product which is no better than I can get elsewhere for cheaper? You know why? Just because it's convenient. Because I don't have to stop anywhere. I just walk. As I walk in the office building, it's right there. It's convenient. And because I'm there all the time, they greet me by my name. We have a little chit-chat, you know. And so I feel like they know me, and it's convenient, and it's worth 50 cents more. Now, 50 cents more than what I spend, you know, when I spend someplace else is like a third more. I'm paying 30% more to buy it there because it's convenient. If they ask me what do they have to offer that is worth me spending 30% more, I'm going to say convenience and comfort. It's worth it. Now, what do you have that makes your product worth more. And again, the product can be exactly the same. It's not just the product. It's everything else associated with the deal. It's you. It's your company. It's your company's reputation. It's a thousand things. Look at the deal from the customer's point of view and answer the question, why should they pay more to buy it from you? Okay? Good luck. That's it. Bye-bye.